welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I am Dr. Dave, sometimes known as Mr. Vegan, and it's episode 132, and I want to say this before we get started. This could perhaps be one of the most fun episodes I've ever recorded and one of the most fun episodes for you to ever have listened to. And let me explain why. And you're going to probably be hearing some road noise, some background road noise as I'm driving right now. I'll explain the whole thing, and you'll understand why I'm doing this from my car. And why this could be one of the coolest episodes ever, because I am on actually day two of what I am now calling my hippie road trip. It's a hippie road trip from Phoenix, Arizona to Little Rock, Arkansas. You see, I spoke in Phoenix, Arizona all day this past Saturday, and I had a choice after that. I've got a gig speaking all day long in Little Rock, Arkansas this coming Friday, and I had a choice. My choice was, well, I could get back on a plane and do what I always do and go home for a couple days and then get back on another plane and go to Little Rock, or I could get into my rental car and take 5 days to do whatever the flip I want in those 5 days, as long as I make it to Little Rock, Arkansas by sometime. Theoretically, I just need to be there Friday morning before I go on stage. I'll get there Thursday afternoon or evening, but theoretically, I really don't have to pull in until early Friday morning, but I don't want to play it that close. So basically, I have 5 days to be on the road, driving from Phoenix to Little Rock, doing whatever I want. And let me tell you about day one. Let me tell you about yesterday. Then I'm going to get into why I'm doing this and what this could do to change your life. And I really mean change your life. You see, okay, so yesterday I left Phoenix, Arizona. I left my very comfortable hotel in Phoenix, Arizona. And I got in my rental car and I started driving north on Interstate 17. And So the day before that, I didn't know exactly where I was going to go. I felt I was going to probably just start driving towards Albuquerque, New Mexico. But no. I figured this out. I mean, there's something that I just love, and I think I would have kicked myself had I not visited this place, and that is Grand Canyon National Park, one of my favorite places on the planet. So I decided, okay, on day one of my hippie road trip, I'm going to go ahead and drive to the Grand Canyon, which was about 3.5 hours from Phoenix. I stopped off and got some food and some loaded up on some healthy stuff in Flagstaff on the way to the Grand Canyon. So I always like to have food in my car, healthy stuff. I've got a lot of nuts and nut butters, and I've got a bunch of bananas, and I got some protein powder, just some good stuff. But I trucked into the Grand Canyon, where I did a 3-mile day hike on the Bright Angel Trail. Now, 3 miles to you probably sounds like nothing at all, but let me tell you something. Three miles in the Grand Canyon is not a walk in the park. Well, it's actually a walk in the park, but it's difficult because in the Grand Canyon, when you start a hike, generally, you're going downhill, downhill, downhill into the canyon. And then the second part of the hike, as you're, you know, maybe a little bit more tired, is when you're hiking out of the canyon, which is all uphill. And it can be not only all uphill, but steep and relentless, but you have to get out of there. You can't just stay in the canyon. So I did it. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful day. It was like in the 40s. There was some rain during my hike. There was actually some snow. And there was maybe not a lot of sun, but some overcast, but some periods of just kind of cold, but not really raining or snowy. It was beautiful. I loved it. I got a nice salad there when I got back up to the top. And let me tell you something. So if you have never hiked, if you've never seen the Grand Canyon, I'm going to ask you to pause this podcast for a second. Pause this episode for 1 second. Get out a piece of paper or your computer or your phone or wherever you can take a note, wherever you have your to-do list or your goals, and write down, I will visit the Grand Canyon within the next year. I will visit the Grand Canyon within the next year. And I want you to do some hiking there because it is just awesome. If you've never hiked in the Grand Canyon, I mean, it's just totally different than anything else you've ever hiked. I will guarantee it. And I've been hiking and backpacking in Grand Canyon for several decades now, and you just don't get sick of it. I've been into the canyon where I've backpacked with everything I needed on my back for anywhere from 2 to 7 days. I've been in the canyon for 7 days, and I've been in the canyon for as little as 2 days. And I've been in the canyon just for a day hike. It's just awesome. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to beg you to get to Grand Canyon National Park and look at it, take some pictures, feel the energy, and do a hike. And if you can possibly do a backpack, that's even better. Do that, please. I'm telling you, you will love it. Now, people along this journey, it started yesterday. I'm into day two already. So I'm in my car now driving from... I stayed in Flagstaff last night, by the way. And wow, did I have a great dinner. I went to this Himalayan restaurant right next to my hotel. And by the way, something I found out that is really cool, and I didn't know this all that well, but when you make a last-minute reservation at a hotel, like the day of, and you go onto an app such as Hotels.com, or there's something called Hotel Tonight, you can get some awesome deals. I mean, I stayed at a hotel last night that was, I think, $60 a night, turned out, because I got it last minute. It was very clean, very quiet, just what I needed, very comfortable. I had a great night's sleep for $60. $60 a night. It was awesome. And that's because I waited to the last minute. Because you know something, on this hippie road trip, I'm just not making any plans. I'm not scheduling any calls. I'm not saying that I have to be in a certain city by a certain time. I'm not, you know, it's totally whatever I want to do. If I want to stop right now for the night, I could do it, although I'm right in the middle of the desert, but I could do anything I want. And it's such a great feeling. And several of you have actually messaged into me or reached me on Facebook and said that you're either living vicariously through me, or you wish you could do this, or send pictures because you'll never get to do anything like this. And here's where I take issue to that. I want you to do something like this because, you know, when you think about this, what is life? What is life? Is life basically working every day, making money, and working harder and making more money for a time to be spent that who knows when you're older and maybe not in great health? And I don't know. No. So my feeling is we've got to live life to its fullest. And that means we can't make work the absolute only and most important thing in our lives. Because, you know, it can't always be about making more money and working harder and making more money and being more successful and looking better at other people and spending more money and having the greatest thing. Life cannot be about that. And so the reason I'm able to do a trip like this and other trips like this is because, first of all, I've been very smart with my money over the years. I've spent much less than I make, and I'm able to save a lot and invest a lot. But the other reason is my lifestyle, I just don't require that much money. This trip right here is not costing much money. When you're talking about spending $60 for a hotel room and going into to a Whole Foods and buying almond butter and bread and making sandwiches for lunch and eating out of the car. And don't get me wrong, I eat some good food too. As a matter of fact, this morning in Flagstaff, I got to tell you about this one. I went to a coffee shop. It was not really a vegan coffee shop per se, but it was a really healthy place. They had a lot of gluten-free things. They processed their own coffee beans there. But not only that, they had this awesome vegan French toast. No, vegan waffle. It was a vegan waffle on the menu, and so it came with syrup, it came with fruit on top, and it came with, guess what, vegan butter. Now, I'm not saying that's the healthiest thing in the world, because it's not, but it's not horrible either, and I just had a great breakfast hanging out in a cool coffee shop among other people that were into health and into doing other things like that. They were playing great music, and I was getting my energy. I was doing some writing. It was just a great morning. And so my point is, you can do this kind of stuff too. Just don't live vicariously through me. It's not that it's all that expensive, and you don't have to work every single day of your life. Well, you might be saying, well, I've got a job, and if I take time off, I'm going to get fired. Well, you know, you've got to put your priorities in place, and I'm not saying to take time off and get fired. I'm not saying that at all, but I honestly believe there are ways that you can work out your schedule and work out your life. And I mean, I know there's an advantage of owning your own business, because when you own your own business, you can do things like this. And yeah, I do own my own business, so I've got an advantage, but I worked towards this. I've spent a lot of time thinking about how I can do this and working towards this goal, and it works. And if you never take the time to figure out how to do it, you'll never get there. And I just want to tell you, I mean, look, I'm driving through the desert now. I stopped off at this little rest area where they had they sold gasoline for cars. They sold food. They sold knickknacks and souvenirs. It's in the middle of nowhere in Arizona in the desert. I'm almost into New Mexico, I think. And it's just, you know, most people can't experience stuff like this. It's just beautiful. I'm looking around me here, and it's just desert. There's nothing going on. It's just peaceful. I want you to be able to experience something like this. Please, please listen to me. Try it. Because there's just a feeling going through me now that this is just, I am having a blast. And yeah, I could have gotten on a plane. I could have gone home to my regular routine and to my wife and my cats, and it would have been the same thing. Now, I'm not saying I don't like being around my wife. I love being around my wife, but we also, both of us, are very comfortable spending time alone and doing things on our own as well. And if my wife were out here with me, I'd be having a great time with her, but she was not out in Phoenix where I was speaking, so I couldn't really do this with her. But oh my God, you can feel my enthusiasm, I'm sure. This is the coolest thing ever. Now, let's talk for a second about eating, because when I'm doing a trip like this, I try to eat really healthy, and you can eat healthy. I almost always go into a natural food store such as Whole Foods, Sprouts. Sprouts is mainly out west. There's also a place called, I want to make sure I get this right, I think it's called just Natural Grocery or Natural Grocer. I think it's called Natural Grocery. It's very similar to those types of stores also. I happen to like that the best out of all of them, and I hope they come east, because I love Natural Grocery or Natural Grocer. It's just a cool, cool store that has just the healthy stuff. And one thing I will always try to do as well is, I told you about the place I went to this morning for my vegan waffle, but I also try to eat ethnic as much as possible, because when you eat like Indian or Thai or Vietnamese, like noodle soup, you can almost always get, it's very, 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 even Chinese, Japanese, it's very easy to get vegan options. And I am totally plant-based. I'm not going to eat meat. Even when I'm on the road, I'm not eating any animals. But it's not difficult. It's really, really easy. And I'm looking in my car right now as I'm driving, and I've got a box and a bag that I got from Whole Foods and from Natural Grocery. And I've got just things like a lot of nuts, bananas. I do have some really good bread that I bought. I got some peanut butter here. What else do I have? Some oatmeal to make in my room. It's really, really easy. Now, one thing I'm going to recommend that you stay away from is a buffet. Now, this is whether you're traveling or not, I want you to stay away from buffets totally. Because it's been shown, even if you say, oh, look, but I go to a buffet and I eat healthy. Okay, but it's been shown, it's been proven that when you go to a buffet, just psychologically speaking, you are going to eat 28% more food than if you went to a regular restaurant and ordered off the menu on a plate, and they just brought you a plate. Because I'm guilty too. If I go to an Indian buffet ever for lunch, I know I eat more than I should. So let's stop eating at buffets. Oh, we're going up now. I'm looking at the sign on the side of the road as I speak, and now we're at elevation 6,000 feet. As I'm heading into New Mexico here. And we were just at 5,000 feet a short time ago, so I didn't realize that the plateau is actually going up. But that's very interesting. You learn a lot about geography, geology, when you're out on the road like this. It's just so cool. But it's interesting, because I know on one of my local Facebook groups back in Reisterstown, back home, a lot of people are like fighting for a what's that buffet? Golden Corral. They want a Golden Corral to come to Reisterstown, Maryland, where I live. And granted, we're kind of a small town, and I'm not in love with my town. I mean, I love where I live. Yoko and I have a beautiful, not a very large house, but a fairly modest house, but it's in a very rural area. We've got a lot of land, and it's just, we're not close to any neighbors. It's just beautiful. We're in kind of farmland and a lot of horses and cows out where we live, and I love it. So I love where we live, but the town, not so much. It's just not really for me, but the type of people that live there, they're fighting for a Golden Corral and a buffet, and they were very upset when the Chinese buffet just closed up a short time ago. And I'm going to say this to you, as my friend, as my listener, let's not go to buffets, because you will eat more appetizers, you'll eat more main courses, and guess what? You'll probably even pig out a little bit on the dessert bar, where they have all the ice cream and the cakes and the pies. They have fruit and they have salad, but it just seems like most people, when they go to a buffet, they might eat a little bit of that stuff, but you're eating the terribly, terribly unhealthy crap as well. More of that. So let's eat healthy, people. Let's make this the day that you're going to change. Let's see, what else did I have here for you? I want to talk for a second about this hippie road trip and about putting things off, because I know what you're thinking. You're listening to me and you're saying, this sounds great. It sounds like Dr. Dave is having just a really cool time, and I am. I'm not sure when Arizona is going to end and New Mexico is going to start, but I think it's really soon. But I'm out here kind of like in Indian country, as I'm passing a sign that says Indian City blankets. They're selling all kind of Navajo this and Navajo that. It's just very cool. And you're thinking, like, I'd like to do something like this, but I got to find the time to do it. And my advice to you is, there's probably no better time than right now. And so set a goal, do something. I want you to persist. I want you to, when you make your mind up that you want to do something, I want you to decide that you're going to do it. And not only a road trip like this. I mean, this is fun and everything, but like I'm talking about in life. I can think of so many things that I started. I'll tell you, okay, I'll use this podcast as an example, a very simple example, because since you're my listener and my friend, you're very in tune to what I'm going to talk about. This podcast, the Dave and Matto Lifestyle Show. When I first started this show about 2.5 years ago, I had a very small number of listeners. Let's see, I could count them on one hand. Mom, Dad, Yoko, my wife, and maybe a couple other ones if I was lucky. But the first many episodes, I see the statistics, and I did not have a lot of people listening. And it would have been very easy for me to say, this thing just didn't really work out for me. I need to give it up. I need to do something else. And these days, we're a society, we're a world that just wants instant gratification. You want things to happen like right away. And if they don't happen right away, you're on to the next thing, whether it's learning how to play guitar, speak a language, starting a podcast, starting a new business, whatever. It could be anything. Becoming a plant-based eater. If you say, I'm going to become a plant-based eater, but you mess up the first week, you say, it didn't work out for me, I'm going to give up. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I want you to persist. I want you to keep things going, because if I would have just given up my podcast, well, I wouldn't be speaking to you today, and I wouldn't have the following that I have today. But I just knew that if I just kept this thing going and did the right things and gave good information and connected with people, that I knew that my listenership would grow. And let me tell you something, I was right, because I went from a podcast that started with, almost no listeners, a small handful of listeners, to a podcast now that I have got you and I've got other people from all over the world that are listening to every episode. And I look at the statistics, not that I'm obsessed with my statistics, because I'm not, because the most important thing is that I'm giving good information every month, not every month, every week, every Monday, a new episode comes out every Monday morning, in case you're new to me. That's my main focus, that I'm giving really good information and that I'm connecting with you. But of course, I do look at my statistics. I like to know in what direction my podcast is going. And oh my God, I mean, even over the past month or two, I'm noticing that it seems like my listeners are growing. I'm growing this thing. And my point is not to brag about my podcast, because it doesn't matter to you if I have 10 listeners or 10,000. As long as you're getting this information, it really doesn't matter to you. It doesn't make any difference to you. But my point is, I could have just easily given this thing up, and I didn't. and I am going in the right direction. And what is it that you're trying to do? Whatever it may be, whether it's something now or something in the future, please don't give up. I want you to persist. I want you to keep it going. Forget about the instant gratification that just generally doesn't happen. I know it happens in the movies, and it happens on TV reality shows, and it happens sometimes with some people, sometimes, but in general, we have to work for what we want to get. So whatever it is, whether you're learning a language, becoming plant-based, starting a business, starting a new relationship, whatever it is, don't give up quickly. Just, you got to work on it and keep it going. And I'm telling you, I promise you, brother, it's going to work for you. I sound like a preacher. I go into different modes. Yeah, exactly. Well, guess what? I thank you so much for being with me on my hippie vegan road trip, day number 2. If this information is interesting to you, if you like it, if you love it, do me a favor. You know what I'm going to ask you? Just share it with somebody. Share it with one person or two or three or maybe 10. Whatever you want to do. But the more people that hear about this and the more people we can get the word out to about living a life that's just great and fun and positive energy, the more people, this world will be a much better place. So until next time, I might come back with you again on my hippie vegan road trip. I might come back, who knows, tomorrow, later tonight. I'm going to share this stuff with you because it's so much fun and it's so cool. And if you can learn something from it, that's even so much better. So until next time we meet, I am Dr. Dave. Have a great, great day. And I love you.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.